Thank you so much for calling, Lisa here.
Yes, hello, Lisa. This is Michael Fontana. I need to see what's been written in my book before I even have another session. I've been calling for about 2 weeks. I take it you guys are pretty busy, but...
Yes, we have been busy lately, but don't worry about anything. I will check with Kevin right now, and I will update you. The reason why Sheldon cannot come to the phone is because he's got the viral, so he's unable to speak at all. So that's...
He's got the what?
He's got the viral flu. You know, he's got a bad...
Oh, he's got the COVID thing?
Yes. That's the reason why he is unable to talk to you over the phone. But I'm going to get a hold of Kevin today, and I will give you an update, okay?
Okay, and also, after I get this, after that sent to me and I read over everything, I have some, I have a YouTube video that there's that woman, Mel Kay, that I was wanting to co-author my book. So I'm going to meet her personally next month. But I found a video that I just want to take that and make a chapter out of it, just take her name out of it. She did a speech.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to just throw that at Kevin, say that it's an awesome, it even has a chart of how the cabal works.
Amazing.
That, so the public can, so they could, she just pretty much made my whole chapter just by giving a 20-minute speech.
Wow.
So it was pretty good to just make a chapter out of it and use the chart that she provided and put that right in my book. And then I don't even have to do the chapter.
Yes, of course. That sounds great.
And just take her name, just take her name out of it so she can't get me for plagiarism.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll turn it around. Don't worry. We will base the chapter on it, but we will change a few things to avoid plagiarism, and we would not mention her name. That way we are safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll try and still get her to co-author the book just because it'll be easier to sell it that way. She already has a name for herself, you know?
Yes, she does. You can try it out. You can actually.
I'll meet her in person. I don't.
Let me tell you something. Usually she charges, you know, she charges hourly rates for that. So if she will be cooperating with you or co-authoring the book with you, she will ask you for money. So just a heads up.
She's not getting no money out of me. I risked my life that day. If anything, I should be charging her money the other way around. I have to take pride in the risk I took that day. Just because she has a name, I took the risk, and I'm not paying nobody any money. They're going to pay me money.
Right.
I just found out that the QAnon shaman, who already wrote two books, was stationed on my ship.
Okay.
He was stationed on the USS Kitty Hawk,
right.
And he was within a foot of me. So he's already has a name for himself for being a hero by being the main poster child of the whole thing. He's already written two books, and because of me, he's probably going to get acquitted. I'm sure he's going to get acquitted because I called his lawyer about May or sometime last year. I spoke to the secretary for about 45 minutes, and they purposely didn't listen to anything I said. And they made sure that he got the worst sentence out of everybody. That's going to be an excellent book when I get to talk to him. I'm not going to need Mel Kay. And
right.
And anybody who's got the audacity to try and charge me after I got sprayed with mace and whacked over with a stick and this whole country has gotten more free because of what I did, that's an insult to my intelligence. I'm just going to be flat out with you. And I would tell her in her face if she tried to charge me.
Right. Well, she's a brand, you know that, right? And they sort of have to charge for every single service, you know, when they're endorsing someone or when they're helping you out.
Their endorsement on my book will make the money in itself. So they want me to pay them on top of them making money off of my book?
Right.
You're crazy.
Right. And you're not going to be sharing royalties, by the way. If you're having her co-author the book, you won't be sharing the royalties. You do understand that, right? Never make that mistake.
Well, I was going to offer her that. I was going to say, look, if you co-author the book, I'll give you a percentage of the royalties. And
no,
just leave it at that.
No, you shouldn't do that. That's not a good idea. Royalties go on for
okay.
a lifetime. That's a bad idea. And she's going to eat a lot from there. So do not pitch her that option. She'll be okay with that. It's a win-win for her. You go with the pitch that you have ready, that instead of you paying her, she should be paying you for having her in your book, all right? You stick to that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm like, okay.
The QAnon shaman guy eventually, I'm sure, is going to be doing business with me once he finds out that I'm – the reason he's going to be able to appeal his case is because they found out about what I did.
Right. Let's see.
Everybody getting off on the 6th of January that wasn't going to be getting off before is because I called Trump back in October, and that's why all this is going down.
Exactly.
So, I need to take pride in myself and not let these people walk all over me just because they got their little snotty platforms and a few million in the bank.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm with you on that. You go for it, all right? Let me know how that conversation goes. Meanwhile, let me have a discussion with Kevin and update you, okay?
Okay. So I'll be hearing from him today?
You'll be hearing from me today, so I'll get back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.